Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limbler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. The building that I work in, the school is on spring break, and so my schedule's changed a little bit, so you'll probably see these on this little bit later side than what they normally are at. If you're noticing yesterday and today that these have begun just a little later, that's why. But it's good to be together, even if it is through this video means, and to share. Today, as we continue in this devotional series on serving as you go, that's the focus this week. And today's specific topic within that is serving as you go to your family. And it looks at the text that Jesus cast the demons out of this demon-possessed man that was living among the graves. And the demon says that his name is Legion because he's many. And the demons are cast into the herd of pigs and they jump off the cliff and into the sea and drown. And at the end of all of this, the man is begging, wanting to go with Jesus. And I don't know, it almost seems like that's the natural response. And it would almost seem like the expected response of Jesus would be, yes, follow me. But Jesus gives him a different assignment. He says, go back home, go to your family, or some translations say, go to your people. And tell them about all that the Lord has done for you. Sometimes, as concerned as we are, as unwilling as we might be to go to a foreign land, to travel great distances to tell people about Jesus, we're even more hesitant to go to those that are the closest to us. Family can be a very difficult group to talk to about Jesus, especially if they're antagonistic towards the subject, or if we're not living a life that shows all that much change. You see, family are those that know us best. They can see often the inconsistencies and the good that we want to do and between the good that we know we ought to do and that they believe we ought to do. And yet one of the struggles, I think, many times is we've not really given a lot of thought to exactly what it is God has done for us. This formerly demon-possessed man had quite a story. I suspect that many knew him prior to the demons completely taking over and driving him into the tombs, the cemetery area. And those that did not know him prior to that, he had quite a reputation as this demon-possessed man. And so to find him sitting and clothed and in his right mind was quite an attention-getting thing. And sometimes it's like, if only I had a story, maybe not that severe, but a big story that I could tell. And oftentimes what's really hidden underneath that is, if only I had a story that told itself so I didn't have to. But what would happen if we were to take inventory today and make a list of what it is God has done for us? Would it improve our going and telling our family, our people, our those that know us best? Because we would realize we did have a story. I've mentioned this numerous times as I've taught and shared on these broadcasts, but years ago I wrote a short devotional I called Tell Your Story and Give God the Credit. You see, I believe that's the key to going and telling your family about all that God has done for you. It doesn't have to be someone else's story. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It simply has to be true. And it has to be about God's work in your life. You see, it's in that context that we all have something to say. That God has done for you the good and glorious thing. As we come off a weekend of celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, what greater thing than can we talk about than knowing that our sins have been paid for, they're forgiven. And yes, your family knows that you have sinned. We can't hide that. But to know that God does not hold that against us when we are in Christ. But beyond that, not that there's anything greater than that, but what is your life story? And where has God been involved in it, specifically in ways that you may have been tempted to take credit for yourself? When you tell your story and give God the credit, when you live as one who walks with God, you can go to your family. Say, I am where I am today because God has been with me, because I've chosen to walk with Him. I suspect if we had had such a vote in high school, I would have been voted the one least likely to speak in public, to speak to anyone once we graduated. People terrifies me. People terrify me today. The natural tendencies that I have are of isolation. This whole COVID year, many have joked about it. I have joked about it, but in a lot of ways I've prepared my whole life for social distancing and self-isolation. Not that it's a good thing, and not that it's something that I want to develop further. But that's who I was. And through a lot of different things, God kept pulling me and pushing me and prodding me and loving me into sharing His story. And every time that I get up to speak in public, and these broadcasts are fairly easy, all I see is myself looking back at me. But when it's an in-person sharing of the good news of Jesus, it's a proclamation that God is doing His work. in a very weak vessel and through a very weak vessel. But we all have things that we struggle with that we, at least we ought to keep pursuing, because God is calling us. He's directing us. For some, it's things that sound and look big to the world. For many, it's a simple faithfulness of keeping an eye out for your neighbor, of praying for your family members every day, of serving faithfully your wife, your kids, your husband, your family, of giving when you see a need, of doing little things day in and day out that nobody notices, but in God's eyes, they add up to great things because you're doing it for Him. And it's not that you share all of these details in order that people will pat you on the back, but the point behind sharing your story and giving God credit is you make sure that the change is evident and that there is change in your life because of Jesus. You see, that's what I believe becomes effective. When people that know us the best say, I don't know what it is, but that's incredible that he or she is able to do that. And we can make the most of every opportunity to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, doing so with gentleness and respect of sharing all that God has done. You see, today we have the opportunity to do inventory. Not for the purpose of comparing ourselves to one another, not even for the purpose of tooting our own horn, but for the purpose of knowing that each one of us has a story that ought to be told to someone about all that God has done. Today, as we spend time in prayer, I would ask that you continue to pray for my friend Barb. Also, my friend Cal has been in the hospital with COVID and had a good day yesterday after some prayer time. But also needs prayer. A number of friends that even as so much looks like it's kind of winding down, it's almost like a last hurrah type thing, I hope and I pray. But a number of friends that are dealing with COVID or family members that are struggling through it. And so even in a somewhat more relaxed setting than we've had for a year, continue to pray that God would hear us as we cry out for Him to heal our land, and that we would do the humbling of ourselves and seek His face as He has asked us to. Would you spend some time praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us is incredible. You've given each of us a story of how You've worked in our life so that we can tell others and give You the credit for the work that You have done and the work that You continue to do. God, I pray as we consider those closest to us, our family, our people, those that we live and work around that know us better than most others do. That you would not only give us the courage, but also the humility to share with them about everything you have done in our life. May we do so with gentleness and respect. May our sharing of that story give you the credit for the work that you have done and that you continue to do. And may it be such that it lifts up Jesus and His role in bringing us to you. Father, I do continue to pray for those that are sick. I pray for Barb and for Cal and for so many others that have dealt with COVID in one level or another. And these two have been hospitalized and struggled through it. Continue to struggle, continue to deal with the effects in a way that can be very frightening. There's so much unknown yet. Father, I pray that you would pour out a healing that's within their bodies, even a healing that the doctors are uncertain if it can even happen. Father, my prayer is that the healing is in a physical form in their body, that they are restored to their families fully. I know that you can and will heal them as they are your children. But I ask that they would be healed and restored to us for a time. Father, as I pray, considering the families that we are a part of, for each person and their family, and whatever that looks like, and for some it's been a good and pleasant and joyous family, and others it's been, well, a nightmare. They just as soon not think about their family, let alone go to them and tell about what you've done. Father, I pray for all of the families that have been dysfunctional, have not figured out how to get along, that they would hear the stories from family members who have encountered Jesus, that they would know that things don't have to stay the way they are. That all of the chains of sin and the bondage of hatred and the confinement of evil can be banished through the power of Jesus. God, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would know how you are working in our life. That all of the good that we experience, we would credit you for the abilities you give us, for the things that we have that are so easy to claim we've earned on our own. For the mentors that you've given us, for the teaching that we've received, for the knowledge and awareness of your presence. May the children around us know all that you've done. May they be so aware of our story, where you get the credit, that they are willing and able and taught to tell their story, where you get the credit. Father, as we live today, may our life be such that we recognize your work in our life, in every aspect of our life. May you lead us to go to our family, to our people, to those that are closest to us, and to serve and to share and to tell our story so that it lifts up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.